and welcome to St Ninian Church Podcast for Lent. It's Wednesday, 20th of March, and my name is Joe. Today we're looking at Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 21. And Paul speaks to the Romans in verse 9, and he says, "Don't just pretend that you love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, stand on the side of the good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honouring each other. Never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically. Be glad for all God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble and always be prayerful. When God's children are in need, be the one to help them out and get into the habit of inviting guests home for dinner or, if need be, lodgings for the night. If people persecute you because you're a Christian, don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. When others are happy, be happy with them. If they are sad, share their sorrow. Live in harmony with each other. Don't try to act important, but enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honourable. Do your part to live in peace with everyone as much as possible. Dear friends, never avenge yourselves. Leave that to God, for it is written, 'I will take vengeance. I will repay those who deserve it,' says the Lord. Instead, do what the scriptures say. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink, and they will be ashamed of what they have done to you. Don't let evil get the best of you, but conquer evil by doing good." Paul is saying to the Romans here in verse 9, don't pretend to love each other. In other words, don't be hypocritical. Paul is saying, I want you to be sincere in your love for each other and really love each other. This church, reading between the lines, was in decay. The feeling is that they have arrived at their destination and they're not prepared to do anything. They're lazy. They're lazy within their fellowship. In verse 11 says, "Never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically." Well, they weren't enthusiastic about anything. They had arrived, and as I say, Paul was concerned about this church, and he's given them a shock warning here. Come on, stand up, wake up, awake up. You know, do we pretend to love each other, or do we really love each other? Well, that's a question for us all, collectively as a fellowship, and individually as people. These verses in Romans tell me that real love means real action. Real love means real action. Paul shows us in these verses 11 ingredients, if you like, and how to really love people, how to get alongside people, how to be with people, how to minister to people, how to serve people. You know, Paul was saying, invite people into your homes for a meal, and if need be, lodgings for the night. When was the last time we asked anybody back to our homes to have a meal, to share fellowship over a meal? You know, if people are sad, sit with them. Show them that you care. If people are happy, laugh with them. If people persecute you for being a Christian, don't curse them, but pray that God will bless them. That's a challenging verse. As I say, it seems like the people in Romans chapter 12 were just resting on their laurels, happy to watch the world go by. Perhaps they could see the needs of the people, but decided to stay in their wee church, all safe and sound, and not bother to minister to other people out in their community or even within the fellowship. This church in Rome was in decay. Paul was reminding the church that there is work to do, and as I said, serve the Lord enthusiastically. Don't be lazy. Paul was saying there is work to do, and in order to minister to people, we have to get out of our comfort zones and out of the church. Jesus served us, and so, as such, we should be serving other people. You know, if we see a need, if we see someone hurt, sad, do we just walk past? And we say, I love you, but do nothing. There's no action behind that love. And we know this person is suffering, and we just walk past and go, I love you. Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That way the world will know that you are my disciples. Jesus said, as I have loved you. Jesus showed the disciples real love. They know what real love is. And Jesus is saying, if you love each other the way I have loved you, the world will know that you are my disciples. The world will know that you belong to me. The world will know that you are Christians. If the world looked into our fellowship, what would they say about us? Would they know we belong to Jesus? Would the world know that St. Ninian's Community Church belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, Jesus is the perfect role model for us. You know, he showed real love to the disciples, and he showed real love to the people he met on a daily basis. He had a burning desire in his heart to really love people. He was out every day with people. He was healing them, forgiving them. He was loving his enemies and eating with the poor. When was the last time we'd done that? He was sitting with the sorrowful. He was hospitable. Jesus loved to share a meal with his friends. Jesus was prayerful. Jesus showed empathy to the people he met. So how do we really love each other? We need to follow Jesus' example. We need to heed Paul's warning to the church in Rome. We need to listen and for these verses, and they scream out to us. Don't be lazy. We can't contain God in a building. God needs to go out, and we need to go out and show real love to our communities, our families, our work colleagues, and even in the prisons. You know, today, the modern thing today is to text people, WhatsApp people, Facebook messages. These are great. They're all ways of keeping in touch with each other. But we have to be careful that these things are not a substitute for actually going out and showing real love to people. You know, when Jesus was out in the community serving the people, he met them face to face. He met them face to face, and it's a face to face real love that we need. Jesus loved people, and he went there and he showed them real love. Jesus' love was real because it was action, real action within the community and within the places of worship. He showed them real love. And he heaped blessings on people who hated him. And so must we. And it's a challenge, that verse. But it's a challenge that we have to take on board. You know, I believe that, you know, as a fellowship, we need to get out of the comfort zone. That's what Paul's telling the Romans. I want you to get out of your comfort zones. I want you to really show each other that you love each other. I want you to minister to people outside. Jesus died for you. Jesus served us, so we must serve others. We can't rest on our laurels within the fellowship. We have to really love each other and show it by real action. And real action is real love. And real love is real action. So let's do that. Let's look at these verses individually. And let's act upon them. Because that's what Paul was saying. Stand up and act on your beliefs. Stand up, because people are desperate. And this is a needy time, folks. This is a needy time out there. And we need to be seen to be there, ministering and comforting and inviting poor people into our homes and sharing meals with each other and laughing with each other and being there when someone is sorrowful. Real love means real action. Thanks very much. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we pray that you would fill our hearts up to overflowing with a burning desire to show people real love, a Jesus love, a face-to-face love. Lord, we need to get alongside people and meet people face to face so that people will know the real love of Jesus. So Lord, fill our hearts up to overflowing, and may we take this real love out of the church building and into local communities. Lord, give us a passion in our hearts for each other, a passionate love for each other. And let us act out that love in being there for people. And the world outside will know we belong to the loving God. In Jesus' name, amen.